Today we are talking with Andy Beasley of the Prince George Cougars to talk about the Spirit of Healthy Kids program. Hi, Andy.
Good morning.
First off, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and what the Spirit of Healthy Kids program is.
Well, my name is Andy Beasley. I'm the Vice President of Business with the Prince George Cougars. And so our team has really positioned itself here in Prince George and Northern BC to obviously top level sports entertainment that you can get in Northern BC, with us being a WHL hockey team and a huge rich history of sending lots and lots of players onto the NHL and so on. Mm-hmm. But we see ourselves as much more than that. And we really want to, we really pride ourselves on being a part of the fabric of what makes this a strong and great community to work in, to live in, to play in. And so things like the school program, we take it really, really seriously. And rather than just sort of go through the motions and do the basics, we decided to work with some partners and see just how fantastic we could make it.
That's great. How's this year's virtual program going to differ from years past?
Well, traditionally, a traditional school program, just to go back quite a few years, is where some of our players go into, say, a kindergarten class, and they read some stories to the kids, and that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to do something, you know, completely outrageous and really blow it out of the water. So we've developed a program where the kids normally would go into a school, see the entire school population, so sometimes 400, 500, 600 kids, and present an assembly to them where they talked about healthy decisions that our players make in their life. So that could be everything from avoiding tobacco to exercising every day and not having too much screen time and eating healthy foods. And then they would go to the school, and then they would challenge the kids afterwards and say, we challenge you for 2 weeks to practice what we've been preaching here. So we send the kids home with some tracking forms, and they meet with their parents, and every day for 2 weeks they track the healthy choices they've made. Then they all come back to the school and we kind of check up on them to see how they did. So the big difference this year is we can't do it face to face. So we had to create almost like a little mini Hollywood movie. certainly not that quality, but we created a video with the presentations, and then we've had to do everything electronically. So working with the schools to say, you know, find a way for your kids to watch our video online. So a lot of times they're doing it in the classroom, and then print off the forms and send the kids home with the forms, and just do everything at a distance.
Oh, that's
so it's been
great.
quite a challenge, but it seems to be working okay.
Awesome. And one thing which you kind of touched on there, but I just wanted to bring up again, in this day and age when kids are spending more and more time online and on devices, how important is it to promote this message of healthy living to the youth?
Well, we think it's critical, and the cool thing about what COVID has caused us to do, because we had to go online, typically we would present this to somewhere between 8 and 16 elementary schools throughout the season.
Okay.
Now we're presenting it to the, it's available to the entire Northern Health school, all the school districts that fall within Northern Health. And that's ridiculously huge. I mean, that's the entire upper half of the province, all the way to Haida Gwaii and to the Alberta border and so on. So there's now, I think, something like 240 schools that are eligible to take this program.
That's great.
Yeah, we've been able to expand it. So there's, you know, potentially many, many, many thousands of kids are going to get exposed. But to answer your question quickly, we think that the amount of time that we see, we've heard about kids spending in front of their tablets and their TVs and their iPhones and so on, is shocking. And so it's really important that our players say, you know, we all like playing on our phones too, but you got to go outside and get your heart rate up for an hour and get off the couch and, you know, move your body around and eat some healthy food and just take care of yourself. And I think those are critical messages.
Definitely. Where can people go to get involved or find more information on this program?
Well, the really cool thing about the program is that we've just hosted it on our webpage. So you just go to pgcougars.com, and it's actually like anybody could take it. You don't have to be an elementary school kid. You don't have to be officially enrolled in the program. The page, there's a Spirit of Healthy Kids section on our webpage, and it's got the video there. It's got the tracking sheets. It's got background information, additional resources for parents. So anybody can take this. And I might add, it's I obviously very involved in the program, but I'm listening to the messages myself and kind of thinking that, you know, I need to practice these too. So yeah. It's not, and I'm a little older than an elementary school kid. So.
That's great. Well, just a good reminder for anybody that wants to get involved and get going in healthy living.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a fun video too. I mean, it's kind of cool to see because our players are mostly teenagers, and it's really neat to see how seriously they've taken this program. And when we filmed all this, they had to do it. They had to kind of film it like via Zoom on their own cell phones.
Okay.
But it's if people take a look at it, it's pretty inspiring to see how much thought and effort they put into filming their segments and how seriously they took it and how much they care about these messages. It's more than them just doing their duty for our team. They actually believe in what they're doing, and they know that they can really influence young kids' lives and minds. And it's very inspiring and also a little bit of fun too to watch the video.
Oh, for sure. That's really, really neat, and great to see a local sports team, you know, getting in an initiative like this.
Well, we're pretty proud of it, and I have to, you know, a little self-serving, but, you know, our team has been devastated by COVID. We've been completely shut down as a business, and our monthly expenses keep going out, but we're making no revenue for the last year. And I was so proud of our ownership group and our players for doing this, even though we're going through our own hardships. But we thought we're not going to let that stop us from doing this program. We just believe in it so much, and we're just happy to give back to the community. And we know that when we're back on the ice, we're hoping people will maybe come and check out a game or two with us and help us when we need some fans in the stands too.
Oh, definitely. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me today, Andy.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for your interest. I really appreciate it.